Last week we're from verse 1 up to verse 14. Today we are just continuing the same chapter from verse 15. John chapter 1, verse 15. Disciple Yohane Mutu and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I speak. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man have seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. 19. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" 20. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." 21. And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I'm not." "And thou art the answer?" "No. Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?" 23. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." 24. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" 26. John answered them, saying, "I baptize one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me shows the Jordan where John was baptizing." 29. The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away for God and the sins of the world." John declared that, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins." For sure, he is only the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. We just sing the same song that we were singing in English. We just sing in our local language, "How Great Thou Art," Nyimbo number 15. In our local language, we were singing in English, now in our local language. Nyimbo ina imba mchizungu kana kuti imba mchichewa kuti tikhalire solimodzi. Number 15. Uye wanga Jigali ngali la tu sanchi tozo se sata chalan yenye siso umanye siso kuro kunda kuro jilo wa kuro Otu Sibu anda Uimbi
Very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, which we started last week. And this week I want to read from verse 3 down to verse 14 and talk about giving thanks to God.
Maga mkadi mezikati kula mkulandi kusereka Miami koko kuyamika ambuye Apolose wani.
When you think about how many times because of our sinful flesh we complain to God and call it prayer. we say, well, I'm praying to God for this matter or that, but in reality, we're not happy with our situation. The Spirit of God never directs prayers of complaint against God to God. That's not praying with the Spirit. That's praying according to the flesh. True prayer is always with thanksgiving. That's how the Spirit causes God's children to cry unto Him, with thanksgiving. A scripture that the Lord often brings to mind when I am in that mindset of complaining or worry or fear, that's of the flesh. Paul says in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, but notice the next two words, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And here's an example in our text in Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. We have all of these verses whereby Paul, again, writing by the Spirit of God, gives thanks to God for these Colossians that he's never met. Now remember, Paul is writing this epistle from prison, and so he would have every reason to be discouraged or despondent, and yet the Spirit of God directs him to give thanks for these of whom he's learned by Epaphras, one that was preaching for the Colossians, who had come to see Paul and encourage him.
Good morning. Yeah. Well,
So in verse 3, we read, we give thanks. He's talking about himself and Timothy, who was with him. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Now, as I read on, note as the Spirit directs the things for which he gives thanks, because this is for us. This is for our learning. He says, verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints, and then verse 5, for the hope. So faith, love, and hope, which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
Just for the faith, but never for a body. What is that in answer that you could be a child, which I'm a Christian? Yes, you should want to be in a show. What I'm Tima will say, why? She fooled a ship again, so just soon begin to play with Mamba.
So we continue with verse 6, the things for which he's thankful, which is come unto you, the gospel, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. And then verses 7 and 8, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And as if that is not enough for thanksgiving, the Spirit directs Paul to continue with, for this cause, verse 9, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And then verses 10 and 11, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. And then the last three verses, giving thanks, there it is, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Ndikuyamika Atate amene anatiyeneretsa ife kulandirana nawo cholowa cha oyera mtima mkunika 13.
amene alatilanditsa ife ulamuliro wa mdima natisunditsa kutulowetsa mu ufumu wa mwana wachikomboledwe mwa iye mukukhululukidwa wa zochimwa zathu.
Now we'll likely not get much further than verse 8 today and leave verses 9 through 14 for next week, but I want us to consider what it is to give thanks to God. Notice in verse 3, it's not just thanks to God, but thanks to God even, that word and is, means even, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. No prayer can be addressed to God other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know how it is in Malawi, but I can tell you here in the United States, there is a trend among religious people not to offend people of other faiths. And so when they pray in a generic way so as not to offend those who may not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they call that prayer. It's not.
Same way here in Malawi. How this is not what you Malawi, you will be Banji. Come on, what you know? Put him a Gulawan to Amenama Vembera, Namaruga Mabembera, Simuino, Umakumunitsa, so bad, or even the Zina, Minnesota Vembera Moderom. I'm an available residual one would be Mozi, don't see the much was in the PD, and I'm a winner of whenever we are going to go to the
And notice, it's not just praying in Jesus' name, like people think, well, if I can just pray anything, say anything, and then attach on the end in Jesus' name, then God will hear it. That's not prayer. You notice Paul says, our Lord Jesus Christ. Those are important words. You notice, Lord, that's his title, as sovereign, the one who is over all, and through whom God the Father gives nothing but what the Son asks. And then you see Jesus, which people pronounce that name today without really knowing the meaning. The meaning is that God saves. It's Jehovah saves. Salvation's with him. The next time that you speak with somebody in religion and they use the name of Jesus, you should stop them and ask them, do you really know who he is and what his name means?
Now,
I run into people all the time that use his name, but when you question them as to who he is in truth, you find out that they don't truly believe that he saves. They believe that he came to offer salvation, but it's really up to man to do the choosing. That's not what the name of Jesus means. To name the name of Jesus is to own him as the Savior. And you can see in verse 3, it's our Lord Jesus, and then Christ, the Christ. Christ is not his name, it's his title. It refers to him as the Messiah, as the one of whom the Old Testament scriptures spoke that should come. The word actually means the anointed one. Those who were anointed in the Old Testament were the prophets, the priests, and the kings. The prophets, priests, and kings of the Old Testament were but types of Christ, God's prophet, and Christ, God's priest, and Christ, God's king. So we can see here that to pray to God, to give thanks to God, is to do so through him who is the Lord and Jesus and the Christ. It's his person and work. Anything less than addressing God through his Son is not prayer. It's not worship. It's coming from the flesh and not of God. John the Apostle, in his Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 6, records what the Lord told them. It says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There are a lot of people today that quote John 14:6 without any understanding of what it's really saying. You notice he doesn't say, I am here to show you the way. He said, I am the way. He doesn't say, I came to teach you the truth. He said, I am the truth. He doesn't say, I came to give you life if you'll just let me. He said, no, I am the life. And that's why he says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, by my authority, by my power, by me drawing them. I don't see anything in there about man's supposed free will, do you? Where man has to do something? But that's exactly why Paul in Colossians 1:3 gives thanks to God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because all things are of Him. And you notice in verses 4 and 5, he cites the three gifts of God to his children. It's faith, it's love, and it's hope. Aren't those three the fruit of God's work in and through the sinner for whom Christ has paid the debt? Faith, love, and hope? I call those the triplets of God's grace. We've seen and read about stories of women that are pregnant, and when they give birth to three babies, triplets.
Come again to that point.
We've read and heard about women that have given birth to triplets. They're pregnant, but they give birth to three babies. Well, here are the triplets of God's grace. Faith, that is, Christ, who is the object of faith. None could believe on Christ were this not the gift of God. That's why Paul gives thanks to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is not something we produce in ourselves. It's the gift of God. And then you see in verse 4, and love, the love which ye have to all the saints, all those who have been justified by God in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop and think of why it is that any of us, as the Lord's people, get along in peace. It's because of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ manifest to us as sinners and through us to sinners. And then verse 5, the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. We could have no true hope of heaven other than in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. So this is why I call these the triplets of God's grace, because where you find one, you'll find the others. Faith, love, and hope. So that's why we that are the Lord's, taught by His Spirit, give thanks to God, because all things are of God, and every spiritual gift is from God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle James in chapter 1 and verses 17 and 18 confirms this. He says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Again, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. That's what is salvation, but that gift of God, it's from Him. Grace, that's a gift of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not something we earn or merit. It's given of God freely. Pardon with God. The fact that my sins have been put away, that's a gift of God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pardon with God.
So faith, so love, so hope, all of these are God's gift to those sinners that he's purposed to save and for whom Christ paid the debt. And what I love about this word of truth and promise is that what God gives, he never takes back. Notice it says, from the Father of lights, he ever is the light. There's no darkness in him, neither shadow of turning, no variableness. There's no hesitation or changing with God. I've had people ask me, can a sinner lose their salvation? And my answer has always been, well, it depends on who you believe does the saving. If you think that man has any part of his salvation, then there wasn't any salvation to begin with. But when God does the saving, there is no losing of that salvation.
Amen.
Notice verse 18. It's not of man's will that he begat us, but of his own will. All of this is in, by, and through God the Father and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Salvation is of the Lord. But notice the similarity between what James says and what Paul wrote over in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5. James says that we were begotten, in verse 18, of his own will, notice, with the word of truth. It's through the hearing of the gospel of Christ that the Spirit works to beget those sinners for whom he paid the debt. Same thing Paul declared in Colossians 1 and verse 5, speaking of faith, love, and hope. But he says at the end of verse 5, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. That's pretty specific. Is there anybody that can truly consider themselves to be a child of God who has never heard, and I'm not just speaking physically, but spiritually heard the word, that is Christ, of the truth, that's Christ, of the gospel, that's Christ? There are millions and millions of people in the world today that consider themselves Christians just based upon a decision that they made or something that some preacher told them about what they needed to do to find acceptance with God, but they've never heard of Christ in his gospel as revealed here in the word. I can tell you without hesitation, those are not Christians. They might be ones that God has chosen in his grace and not yet revealed Christ in, but God never saves sinners in ignorance. If you need any proof of there being a divide, just look at how many who call themselves Christian will not sit down to listen to this very gospel of Christ that gives him all the glory. If they were truly the Lord's, they would be joining with us and not running from us.
Yes.
If they were truly the Lord's, they would not be condemning us and criticizing us. They would be rejoicing with us, just like Paul does here, giving thanks to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And notice, it's not just a gospel for these of Colossae, but he says there in verse 6, which has come unto you as is it is in all the world. God's causing this gospel to be spread through the world for the saving, the calling out of his elect. And notice he says, and bringeth forth fruit. It's not everybody that's going to hear it, but I'll tell you, those who will hear it are those that God himself has chosen, for whom Christ paid the debt, and now he must bring them. It's effectual for those.
ngauri umabalazi basho numakula chivira kuonetsera apa tionse amena mabalazi basho ai koma ukhawa amena dawa sanka mungu amena unamena dzo kuruyo tenga wabwino ndikumva na amena unenedwa kuobalazi basho towa.
So if today any of us believe in this Christ revealed in the gospel, we can't take any glory to ourselves. We must say thanks be to God. Else we would be just like anybody else following a false profession. Well, I'm going to stop there for today. We'll pick up with this next week and see how this work of God makes sinners such as we are meet for heaven, meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints, as mentioned in verse 12. I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you very much because of the message. For sure, to God be all the glory and honor because of whatever the Lord has spoken to us today. We'll sing a song number 68. What can shower the blood of Jesus? Only Christ and Him crucified. See hymn number 68. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the cross that makes me white as snow, not as a fault I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the cross that makes me white as no other but I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can foresee at all, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the cross that makes me white as snow. No other bond I know, oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and this is blood of Jesus. This is all my life shall save, blood of Jesus.
Dino China Song Nini Puna Wazwa Buye Yesu. To God be all the glory because of the message about Christ and Him crucified.